Just about everyone agrees. Serving on a city board or commission is an excellent way to gain a better understanding of how local government works, and it can be a good training ground for prospective candidates for elected office. But under a possible new policy that will be reviewed by the Santa Rosa City Council this fall, an individual could no longer be both a board or commission member and a candidate. Councilman Scott Bartley raised the issue, citing his prior experience while chairing the Planning Commission.
I had three commissioners running for city council. I think it's just human nature. The dynamic changes from being an appointed commissioner or appointed anything to becoming a candidate. You've got different reporting requirements, different things that you normally don't have. For example, a planning commissioner doesn't have, quote, a constituency. A constituency is something that politician has. And it just becomes very, very awkward. At that point, for me, it was just from a meeting management standpoint.
So when Bartley threw his hat into the council ring 2 years ago, he followed his own advice. But the idea, which was broached informally during the council's June 14th meeting, is being met with pointed skepticism by some who see a thinly veiled political motive behind it. One such observer is Santa Rosa political consultant Terry Price. He sees it as an effort to hobble some likely candidates in the next city council election.
I guess there's a concern that somehow they could use their position as some kind of a bully pulpit for their campaign, but I really have not seen that as being a problem in the past. I think what the majority of the council was looking to do is to do something to hurt or shut down the campaigns any way they can of the good citizens who want to run for city council. I think it's a ridiculous proposal.
Further, Price adds, that would create an odd double standard for the elected council members and their appointees.
I don't see that there's a conflict of interest if that's what they're worried about. We've got the members of the city council who would be rerunning for office, and there's no proposal to remove them from the city council, which would be the biggest conflict you could have at all. Yet, if someone is on the planning commission, they would have to step down. It's completely hypocritical.
Bartley, however, disavows any political calculus behind his suggestion.
I, for one, encourage boards and commission members most definitely, if you want to take the step and run for elected office, please do. But I certainly don't see that there's somehow a disadvantage to it. I don't know what that disadvantage would be to stepping down from an appointed position.
Councilman Gary Wysocki, who is often at odds with Bartley on council matters, views the idea with some skepticism. He also offers a way to sidestep the question of any immediate political implications.
I do think if there are the votes to proceed with it and make this into an ordinance, it should not happen in this election, but the next election, because people currently on the commissions and boards that are thinking about running should not be forced to make a choice this election. They should be grandfathered in.
No date has been set yet for the council to consider Bartley's idea, but he expects it will come up on an agenda in early September. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.